The rules of procedure require that any member who, without reasonable cause, absentees himself can actually be, by the rule of the speaker, be declared non-member of parliament. And in this case, really, the genocide gets affected by that. That's rule number 101, which deals with the leave of absence of a member of parliament. In other words, every member of parliament is supposed to attend the sittings of the House unless leave of absence has been given to him or her by the speaker. Now, if the speaker determines that for no reasonable cause you have absented yourself beyond a certain number of times, that's 15 times, 15 sittings, then your seat is declared vacant. And therefore, that consequently means that they have to hold elections to have you replaced.
But Honorable Mulongo, here is the case. The MP from the security agency is claiming that he's been witch-hunted in this case by the government and his personal safety has been threatened. Doesn't declaring this play to his supposed enemies in government, if I may put it that way?
Well, the challenge that we have here is that the Honorable General Sejusa sought leave of absence to be aware to the speaker. And when a period of about 3 months came and he was not able to return, he requested an extension through the lawyers. And now the speaker had the duty or the obligation to extend depending on the reasonableness of the reasons he's giving for continued absence. Now, his continued absence is not being explained officially to the speaker. He is elected by the Uganda People's Defense Forces Council. The Defense Forces have actually stated that Genocide Jesus' absence is nothing to do with official duties of the Uganda Armed Forces. That means that his absence is not justified. And on that account, and given the rules of the procedure, he has to be declared if he does not appear to lose his seat. So it's not just about being witch-hunted, but actually the nature of his absence that's not justified, it's not explainable. Of course, you and I know that his absence is to do with the possible subversive charges against him. If he appeared, of course, he would be arrested for making statements or leaking information that is likely to compromise the national security. And so he can be charged with treason. So he can't actually appear. But then that has not been formally communicated to Parliament. So what we're dealing with here are actual issues to do with absence without justifying reasons.
Does he really have support in Parliament? And has any of the members of Parliament spoken on his behalf before the Speaker made her decision?
The whole thing here is not about him having sympathy or support in the House. Because the issue is technical, really. It is about him being able to explain justifying reasons for his continued absence or not. And on this account, of course, his absence, given that is embroidered around treasonable charges, members are quite quiet about that. They're quiet and they're silent about it and just watching the situation unveil in the manner that it is now. So, sure, I wouldn't say that there are those sympathetic or not sympathetic, because it's not about just treating him on other counts, other technicalities, based on the rules.